Rukam Habayim, Rachek The Mishnah in Shabbos on Kuf Nun begins with La Yisker Adam Poyelim b'Shabbos, V'lo Yomer Adam l'Chaveira Lisker Loi Poyelim. So there's two halachas in the Mishnah that a person should not hire Poyelim on Shabbos. Rashi says on that halacha, the Chsiv Mimtzoi Cheftzacha. So making that agreement is a problem of Mitzvah Chavtzacha. And then it says, V'lo yoymer odom l'chaveira lisker loy poyalim. You shouldn't ask somebody else to do it. And Rashi says, the Gemara is going to ask a kasha. The Gemara porach pshita, kivan du oser chaveir nami oser, do Yisrael hu v'hashol cha oivir mishum lifnei iver. The Gemara is bothered that obviously something which I'm not allowed to do myself, I can't ask somebody else to do. So Rashi had the girsa pshita in his Gemara. The Gemara says, "Maishna hu, maishna chaveray." The Gemara is bothered. Why would I think that he's allowed to ask somebody else to do something that he himself is not allowed to do? So the Gemara says, "Omra papa chaver nachri," that when it says in the Mishnah, "V'layomer adam lechaveray lisker loy poyalim," it means he shouldn't tell a guy to hire poyalim. For him. That's what the Mishnah means. Maskeflo Ravashi, Amir Lanochri Shvus. The Gemara is bothered that Amir Lanochri is a Shvus. So what's the question? So Rashi learns the question is a kvar sosma Rebbe Lamasnisin, Nochri Shabalachabais and Aimalai Kaveh. That Rashi learns the Gemara's kasha is there's no chiddush. Not telling a guy to hire Poyalim is the din of Amir La'akum, which is a Shvus. Sakrashi, and don't tell me that this is what the Mishnah is coming to be Mechadish, that Amir La'akum is a Shvus. Because Rashi says we have an earlier Mishnah where we already learned this halacha, that Amir La'akum is a Shvus. So therefore the Gemara is bothered, what would the Chiddush of the Mishnah be? And then the Gemara goes back to the other Ukimta. Now, according to Rashi, the din of Amir La'akum Shvus really appeared earlier on Kuf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, which is another Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, Nochri Shabal Lechabais, if there's a dleika, there's a fire burning, and a guy comes to put out the fire, Ein Oimim Loi Kaveh. The Al Tichbe, Mipnei, Sho'ein Shvisose Aleihem. So when a guy comes to put out the fire, the Mishnah says two things. Number one, you don't tell him to put out the fire, but it also says in the Mishnah that you don't have to tell him, don't put out the fire. So there are two halachas in the Mishnah. So on this halacha that the Mishnah says that you don't tell him Kaveh, Rashi says, Rabbanan gozer al amir al anochri mishum shvus. So Rashi is essentially explaining the way he understands the Gemara on Kuf Nun, that this Mishnah is what the Gemara is quoting on Kuf Nun, is the din of amir la'akum shvus. So telling the guy to put out the fire is amir la'akum, and it says in the Mishnah that it's aser. The second halacha that it says also in the Mishnah is that if you say nothing and the guy does it on his own, you're not mechuyev to stop him. Rashi says, "Ein tzorach limchais b'yadai el yanichenu v'yichbe." But meanwhile, the Mishnah is mefurish that Amir La'akum is a shvus. So Rashi on Kuf Nun understands this is where the din comes from. Now this Gemara on Kuf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph has a small piece of a shaklavataria, where the Gemara brings a memra from Rav Ami, Omer Rav Ami, Bidleika hi tira loimer kol ha-mechabe eino mafsid. In a situation of a fire, Chazal allowed a person to say, kol ha-mechabe eino mafsid. Now, kol ha-mechabe eino mafsid, literally it means that the person is making a statement, whoever puts out the fire will not lose. Now, that's what we would call some sort of a hint, that he would like someone to put out the fire. He's not directly telling anybody to put out the fire, but he's certainly hinting that he wouldn't mind if someone put out the fire. And Rav Ami says, Bidleika hitiru. Now, Bidleika hitiru means that it's something which is not automatically mutter. It means that because of extenuating circumstances, Bidleika chazal were matir. So on one hand, I see that kol hamechabe ena mafsid is something which typically would be usser. If it wasn't the situation of a dleika and it was some other isser involved, they would not be matir. Bidleika, they were matir. That's the memra of Rav Ami. Now the Gemara here in Kuf Chaf Aleph has a shakla v'tarya, whether the Mishnah is a raya to Rav Ami or the Mishnah is a kasha on Rav Ami. Neimim sayeyale, nachri shabo lechabes ein oimer loikabei, v'al tichbe b'nei ein shvisosan aleihem. So the Gemara is going to point out what seems to really be an inconsistency in the Mishnah with diyukim. It says in the Mishnah that if the guy comes to put out the fire, you can't say to him, kabei, put it out. The Gemara is medayik, kabei hu delay amrin le. You can't tell him, put it out. But if you would use a language that's not as direct, hakol ha-mechabe ena mafsid, amrin le. As the Gemara is being medayik, that if the halacha wouldn't allow even kol ha-mechabe ena mafsid, the Mishnah should have said that halacha, and then of course you're not allowed to say directly put out the fire. Since the Mishnah says you can't say directly put out the fire, the mashmois is that as long as I don't give him direct instructions to put out the fire, even though it's clear from what I'm saying that I would like the fire put out, extinguished, we're being medayik that it's mutter. Then the Gemara says, a masefa. Al tichbe lo yamrinan le. I don't have to stop him from putting out the fire, but it's mash mekola mechabe in a mafsid. I'm not allowed to say, because if I'm allowed to say kol hamechabe ena mafsid, it's rather obvious that if I said nothing and he's putting out the fire without my saying anything, it's pashut. I don't have to stop him, because if kol hamechabe ena mafsid is mutter, you can't tell me that I have to stop him when he puts out the fire. Obviously, I'm saying something where hopefully he'll get the hint and put out the fire, and that chazal were matir. So there, it's obvious there's no din of stopping him. So the Gemara is asking a stira, really, in the Mishnah. Now, the Gemara doesn't ask it as a kasha, the way I'm presenting it. The way the Gemara presents it is, we have a raya to Rav Ami from the Resha. Kabei is a problem. Anything less direct than that is not a problem. The Seifa says saying nothing is okay, but anything more than that is not all right. So the Gemara says, Elamaha leka lamashma mina. The Gemara says it's inconclusive. When you look at the Mishnah, you can't bring a raya one way or the other, because wherever I turn, I'll have a diak that says the other way. Now, the Gemara leaves it as we have Rav Ami's memra. I mean, Tosfos over here brings, we paskin Rav Ami, and it's a Yerushalmi. But the Gemara says from the Mishnah, it's not a raya. Now, there are many Gemaras in Shas like this, and it's a question which is negaya all these places. The Tana wrote the Mishnah in a way that, to some degree, leaves me wondering, what does the Tana hold is the din? For example, here with Kol HaMechabe Ein HaMafsid. He wrote the Mishnah in a way that he told me two extremes. If you say Kabei, it's Aser. If you say nothing, it's Mutter. I know there's something in between. The Gemara is pointing out Kol HaMechabe Ein HaMafsid is not the same as Kabei, otherwise the Mishnah would have said so. Obviously, it's not the same as saying nothing. So the Tana, for some reason, told me the two extremes and left the middle. So that the Gemara doesn't seem to be bothered with. The Gemara is only saying you can't prove conclusively where this middle ground stands. So we'll leave this question. We'll see if we find something. Now this halacha so far is a halacha in Hilchas Shabbos. was Amir La'akam Shavuos. The words themselves sound like it's a din in Hilcha Shabbos, that by Shabbos we have a din called Amir La'akam, that's a Shavuos. But there's a Gemara in Ksuvos where the Gemara talks about Rav Ami's Memra. Now the Gemara in Ksuvos and Rav Ayin is speaking about a halacha that if you have a situation where a person is not allowed to be mefarnes his wife directly because of a neder, so the Mishnah gives an eitzah, at least temporarily, how he could be mefarneser. So it says, at shloishim yoim yamid parnes, that for a short period of time, Chazal said, we'll see where this is going. It's not a long-term solution, but temporarily, he'll appoint somebody to be mefarnes his wife. So the Gemara asks Akasha, Uparnis lav shlichuse ka'ovid, how does this work? If he's not allowed to be mahana his wife, and he has a parnis, so this parnis is his shliach, so that you have an issa neder, because the issa of being nana from him would include having his shliach be mefarnis. So how is this a solution? Amar Rav Huna ba'aymer kol hazon eina mafsid. So the Gemara says that he didn't directly instruct someone to be mefarnes. He also used this vague lashon, kol hazon eina mafsid. Whoever will support his wife, feed his wife, will not lose. So he's implying that he'll take care of it, but it's not a direct tzivoy to take care of his wife. So it's not considered his shliach, and the objective is accomplished. That's the Gemara's answer. So kol hazon eina mafsid, the Gemara says, is not considered a lashon of shlichus, and technically, it's not considered that this person is acting as a shliach. We look at it as if he's acting on his own, he's voluntarily being mefarnes, even though it's understood that he'll be reimbursed. Frek de Gemara kasha. The Gemara asks, isn't this lashon a lashon in halacha that's recognized as shlichus? We have a Mishnah in Gittin, Vatnan, Misha Yemushlich Bebar. A person is in a bar, V'omar, and he says, Kol Hashemeya Koila Yichtev Getli Ishtai. So he's giving a very general tzivoy, and he's saying, whoever hears my voice should write a get for my wife. That's what the person said. So the Mishnah says, anybody who hears it can write it. So what's the chiddush of that Mishnah? So besides what the Gemara there discusses, that you don't have to be chayshish, that it's not really a real person, but we see in that Mishnah that if you can assume that the person who is making this statement is actually the husband, that this is sufficient for shlichus of ksivas haget. Ksivas haget and asinas haget has to be done by the baal. You can use shlichus, but there has to be a tzivui habal on the ksiva and the asina. So the Gemara understands that from this Mishnah we see that even though it's a very general lashon, kol hashemeya koila yichtei v'yitnu, that's considered a lashon of shlichus. So it's not just simply what we would call a gilui das, that he would like a certain outcome, that would not be sufficient for gerushin. It's not enough that the person let us know that he would like this outcome, that his wife is divorced, but he has to be mitzava, a shliach, to write and give the get. The Mishnah seems to indicate that such a lashon is considered a lashon of shlicha. So the Gemara is asking Akasha from Hilchas Gittin to Hilchas Nedarim, that in Hilchas Gittin there's a requirement of shlichus. The Gemara understands in Hilchas Nedarim, the Isser Veheter is dependent on Hilchas Shlichus, that if the person who is being mefarnes, the wife, is considered in Halacha a shliach, it's a problem. If he's not considered a shliach, it's not a problem. So the Gemara is asking a stira. The Gemara is making an assumption in the Kasha. These two expressions are comparable. Kol hazon eino mafsid, kol hashemeya koila yichtoiv. The Gemara assumed these are both the same. So the Gemara is asking a stira. If it's a lashon shlichus, it should be also by neder. If it's not a lashon shlichus, it should be mutter, it should not work by get. So the Gemara answers, hachi hashta. Hasam ka'amar yichtayv. Hachar mikamar yazon, kol hazon ka'amar. So the Gemara creates a chiluk in Lashonis, that even within general expressions, there's a difference when you say do something or just a statement. Whoever does it won't lose. If it's a directive, even though he's not speaking to a particular person, kol hashemeya kailei, but as long as he said, do something, yichtayv, that's a lashon tzivui, and that's a lashon shlichus. And if he were to say, kol hashemeya kailei, yozon es ishti, that would also be a problem. But this more general lashon of kol hazon eino mafsid, or if somebody were to say, kol ha kaisiv get li ishti eino mafsid, that's not a lashon shlichus, and that would not work by get, and therefore it's muta by neder. So far the Gemara is dealing with Hilchus Nedarim and Hilchus Gittin. Now the Gemara brings Rav Ami, brings in Hilchus Shabbos. V'ha'omer Rav Ami, b'dileika hitiru loymer kol ha'mechabe eina mafsid. Rav Ami made a statement, b'dileika hitiru, to say kol ha'mechabe eina mafsid. So we have the words kol ha'zon eina mafsid, kol ha'mechabe eina mafsid. They're identical. You're basically making a statement that implies that you would be happy if somebody did whatever the case may be. Rav Ami said, "Bidleika hitiru," that when it comes to a fire, they allowed it on Shabbos. And now the Gemara is being medayik. "Bidleika lema'utei mai." Rav Ami was careful. Rav Ami said, "I want to tell you a chiddush that something which is normally considered shlichus." So I'm basically working with this Gemara here in Ksuvis. The Gemara in Ksuvis is trying to figure out which Lashonis are Lashonis of Shlichus. So the Gemara is saying, the Lashon of Kol Hashemeya Kaila Yichtayv, that's a Lashon Shlichus. The Lashon Kol HaZonin HaMafsid is not a Lashon Shlichus. Bidleika Hitiru Tsei Kol HaMechabe Ein HaMafsid. What is that? Is it a Lashon Shlichus? Is it not a Lashon Shlichus? So the Gemara now says, listen to Rav Ami. Rav Ami said, Bidleika hitiru. So what lies in Rav Ami's statement? That these words typically would not be mutter, except by a fire they were matir. Where were they not matir? That's the Gemara's question. Lema'ute mai. Lav lema'ute ki haigavna. So the Gemara makes a very interesting suggestion in lema'ute mai, that when Rav Ami says bidleika hitiru, he meant when it comes to something like nedarim, the Mishnah in Ksuvis, they would not allow it. They would not allow kol hazon eina mafsid. It's not such an emergency. Bidleika hitiru, there's a svara by a fire. The Gemara says that Chazal were afraid that if there wouldn't be an eitzah for the person, he may come to do chil Shabbos. Bidleika hitiru. But the Gemara is saying there are some cases that they were not matir. The Gemara was trying to understand in Rav Ami that he was implying the Mishnah in the Nedarim, for example, should be usur. That kol hazon eina mafsid would not be mutter, and only bidleika they were matir. That's the Gemara's kasha. Now the Gemara is going to be matra this, which we'll see in a moment. But let's just first stop and understand what's being suggested in the Gemara. The Gemara is saying that kol ha-mechabe einoi mafsid is a lashon that's normally usur, but they were matir bidleika. And therefore, the Gemara is saying that when it comes to the case of neder, where the person has a wife who he's trying to feed and is not allowed to be mahana her, kol hazon eino mafsid is a problem. What's the problem? As the Gemara is saying, I'm being medayik in Rav Ami. Take the case of kol ha'mechabe eino mafsid and just change the circumstance. It's not a dleika. We're not talking about putting out a fire. We're talking about feeding this woman. Kol hazon eino mafsid should be usur. And what could the problem possibly be? The problem would be that you're being mahana her. How am I being mahana her? It must be that we're considering this, that the person is acting as the shliach of the Baal, and when the Baal says kol hazon eino mafsid, contrary to what we thought, that it's not a lashon shlichus, you see that really it is a lashon shlichus, And only bidleika hitiru, but every place else lo hitiru. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara seems to be understanding that when Rav Ami is talking about this special chiddush, that by dleika they were matar called a mechabe ena mafsid, and it sounds like, based on this Gemara in Suvis, if I go back to the Gemara in Shabbos, I have a Mishnah. Nachri shabal lechabeis ein oimen loy kabei. What's the problem? The problem seems to be he's my shliach. So the Mishnah says, you can't make him a shliach to put out the fire. If you don't say anything, it's fine. And how about if I say, kol ha-mechabe ein ha-mafsid? Is he also considered my shliach? So Rav Ami says, bidleika hitiru. Really, the halacha should have been that you're not allowed to, which means he is considered my shliach, even with such a paravilushin. Even kol ha-mechabe ein ha-mafsid should be considered a shliach. Rav Ami tells me, achidish bidleika hitiru. So the Gemara seems to be saying clearly that the iser of telling a guy to do a malacha on Shabbos has the same gedarim as shlichus. The Gemara seems to be saying, you can't have a shliach feed your wife when there's a neder. Define hilchus shlichus. You need hilchus shlichus for a get. Define hilchus shlichus. You can't have a guy do a malacha for you on Shabbos. Define hilchus shlichus. It seems like the gedarim of Amira La'akum and the Gedarim of Shlichus Le'inyan Neder, for example, would have the same Gedarim. Now the Gemara answers, Loi Lema'utei Shar Isurim de Shabbos. The Gemara says, Rav Ami is not coming to say that in Hilchus Nedarim it would be Osir. Rav Ami is only coming to say within Hilchus Shabbos, Bidleika Hitiru. So Rashi here writes, the Gemara asked the kasha, Parnis lav shichusa ovid nimtza over al nidroi. So the Gemara answered, Bidleika hitiru loimer b'shabes demitoich shadambol al mamaynai. There they were matir. Doesn't that mean b'chol isurim shebetayra they were not matir? The Gemara says, no, shari suri shabes. So Rashi writes, the chamiri. So Rashi is trying to explain, what is the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying, in kola tayra kula, we do not consider this shlichus. That means technically it's not shlichus. Like the Gemara initially said, kol hazonin ha-mafsid is not shlichus. When it comes to Shabbos, it should also not be technically shlichus. But Shabbos is more chomer. V'lo hitiru behen loymar ha-oysali malacha zu ein ha-mafsid kedei she-yishmo v'dekhov b'yasu. Avul b'nedarim loy gozer. So the way the Gemara comes out, the Gemara is telling us, there's something called real shlichus. For example, kol ha-shamei ha-kayli is real shlichus. The lashon of kol ha-zon ein ha-mafsid is not real shlichus. Kol ha-mechab ein ha-mafsid is not real shlichus. But Rav Ami is saying that lashon that's not real shlichus, Chazal made a gzeira to make it usher anyway. Where did they make this gzeira? The Gemara thought they made it in kol ha-tayra kula. And then the Gemara said, no, in Kol HaTayra Kula, they did not make the Gzeira. They made the Gzeira only by Shabbos. And within Shabbos, Rav Ami says, Chazal were willing to be matir by Dleika because of what could come out. But in Kol HaTayra Kula, it's not Shlichus. By Shabbos, it's a Gzeira where they expanded what's called Shlichus, which does not apply in Kol HaTayra Kula. Taisvis writes in Ksuvis, "Ba'emer kol hazon ena mafsid." So Taisvis brings Omer Rabbeinu Shmuel, "Dafka bechi haygavna da Omer b'stam kol hazon ena mafsid shari b'mudr hana." He's talking about by neder. By neder, the Gemara comes out, kol hazon ena mafsid is mutter. If you say just a statement, kol hazon ena mafsid, avol ameimer liyochid im tozun loy tafsid, aser de michzik es shluchai. Taisvis says, b'shem Rabbeinu Shmuel, he's talking like abin nedarim. As the Gemara said, by neder, kol hazon ena mafsid is mutter. If you would say to an individual person, the person's trying to get mezainus for his wife, there's a neder problem, he uses the exact same nusach, but he doesn't just make an open statement, kol hazanin mafsid. He speaks to a particular yochid and he says, if you feed my wife, it won't cost you anything. Lo tafsid. Zaka ben Shmuel, that's going to be usser. And he brings a raya, he has a diak in the Gemara. So within this very same lashon, he's being mechalik, whether you say it ba'alma, you know, you're not talking to anybody, as opposed to when you're speaking directly to somebody, and you say the exact same words. I didn't tell him, feed my wife. I said the exact same nusach. If you feed her, it won't cost you anything. The very same words, by a yochid is michzi keshluchai, but by a rabbim is not michzi keshluchai. That's what Rabbeinu Shmuel says. That means even though the Gemara comes out that Rav Ami's din, the bidleika hitiru, which implies that normally kol hazan ena mafsid should be a problem, which the Gemara says, no, it's only by Shabbos they were machmir and not by other isurim. Rabbeinu Shmuel says, it's not pasha that this lashon is always mutter. It depends on how it's said. If you're making an open statement, not speaking to anyone directly, that's when it's mutter. But if you're speaking the very same words directly to one person, that is michzi keshluchai, and that will be an issa derabanan. That's what it seems from Taisvis. Perhaps with this Taisvis, we can now understand pshat in the kavana of the Tana, at least according to Rav Ami. The Tana did an interesting thing. He told me, if the guy comes to put out the fire to say kabe is usser, the Tana chose one extreme. You can't tell him directly put out the fire. Then he told me the other extreme. If the guy comes to put out the fire and he starts putting it out, I don't have to stop him. But it's mashma that I can't say anything. So on one hand, there's a mashmois, telling him put it out is a problem. On the other hand, there's a mashmois that I can only stand passively and watch him put it out, but I can't say anything. So we have what seems to be a stira in mashmois in the Tana. So why did the Tana do this? So perhaps with this Rabbeinu Shmuel in Shitas Rav Ami, we could understand why the Tana did this. When the Tana said Kabe is Aser, what is he implying? He's implying that Kol HaMechabe Eina Mafsid does not have the same din as Kabe. When he said, you don't have to say Al Tichbe, what is he implying? That Kol HaMechabe Eina Mafsid does not have the same din as saying nothing. Now, both are true. It's a true statement because kol hamechabe eino mafsid isn't absolutely usser and is not absolutely mutter. To say kabe is absolutely usser. To say nothing is absolutely mutter. Kol hamechabe eino mafsid is sometimes mutter and sometimes usser. When you're just making a statement, not speaking to anybody in particular, it's going to be mutter. Rabbeinu Shmuel says, if you're speaking directly to one person, then it's going to be usser. So perhaps the reason why the Tana wrote the Mishnah this way is bedavka to, in Rav Ami, is bedavka to show me that there is a heter in kol hamechabe eino mafsid, but it's not absolutely mutter. It depends on how you do it. Kabe is a shlichus. Kol hamechabe eino mafsid is only a shaila of a michsi kishluchai. If you speak directly to one person, it's a michsi keshluchai. If you don't speak directly to one person, chazal were mekel by dleika, to not deal with this like shlichus, but provided, Zok Rabbeinu Shmuel, that you're not speaking only to one person. But if you're speaking directly to one person, then you lose the bedleika hitiru of Rav Ami, and therefore the Tana didn't tell me specifically the din that kol hamechabe eino mafsid is mutter, because it's not absolutely mutter, and it's also not absolutely usser. Perhaps that's a mahalach lefi Rav Ami, why the Mishnah is designed the way it's designed. No, the Gemara is saying you can't prove one way or the other. I'm just saying lefi Rav Ami, will we paskin, how does he understand the Mishnah?
Rashi seems to say on the Mishnah, Rashi seems to say on the Gemara there,
The Gemara is saying, I can't prove Rav Ami from the Mishnah, I can't shlug him up. Now the question remains, Rav Ami has an opinion. How did Rav Ami learn the Mishnah? So Rav Ami can't prove to me that he's right from the Mishnah, because I can say to Rav Ami, there's a mashmois for keret. Now the question remains on Rav Ami and his bar plukta. I'm only saying pshat in Rav Ami. Either one has to explain. The Tana left it vague. I'm explaining on behalf of Rav Ami how he would understand that the Tana left it vague. I'm saying that the idea of Taisvis, that when you're speaking to someone directly, that it's going to be usher, as long as there's a mashmois in the way you're speaking, that you mean him, you'll have a michzi kishluchai. And therefore, the reason why the Mishnah could not talk about this nusach of Eina Mafsid, which is not a direct sivoy, is because Eina Mafsid is not absolutely mutter or usher in Ravami. It's sometimes mutter and sometimes usher. There's a shita of the Ramban in Maseches Gittin on that Mishnah called a Shemeya Koili Yichtav Get. Taisvis there has a problem from a Gemara in Nedarim, another Gemara in which is also dealing with the same Mishnah as the Mishnah in Ksuvis, and he's struggling with these Lashinus. Are they Lashinus of Shlichus, or are they not Lashinus of Shlichus? Now, Taisvis has a problem because Get need Shlichus, Hafroshas Truma need Shlichus, and the Gemara in the Dharma is speaking about Hafroshas Truma. So Taisvis tries to figure out, how do I put these two things together? Because the Gemara in the Dharma in Lamed Vav has a sugya where I'm not allowed to be Mahanis somebody, but I could be Mafresh Truma for him. But I can't be Mafresh Truma without his telling me that I could be Mafresh Truma. So you run into the similar problem of how do you have the shlichus and you're not being mahanehim by carrying out his shlichus. That's the Gemara's issue. In that question of, that Taisvis raises, the Ramban in Gittin writes something which is not like most Rishonim. The Ran says, when it comes to get, you need shlichus. When it comes to hafroshas truma, you don't need real shlichus. You just need gilui das. That's what the Ramban says, that Hafroshas Truma needs Gilui Das of the owner. You don't need real Shlichus. Get needs real Shlichus. The Ran on the Rif has problems with the Ramban. He says the Gemara in Eilam Metzias says, Mashma, Hafroshas Truma needs real Shlichus. That's his Kasha on the Ramban. The Ran in Maseches Nedarim, Bederach Klal, when he's Mefarish, the Gemaras, you'll go through Maseches Nedarim, you'll see, The Ran follows the Mahalach of the Ramban. There are a number of places in Maseches Nedarim and Maseches Shvuos where in the Ran's Chidushim he follows the Ramban, even though the Ran on the Rif will bring the Ramban and be chaylik with him. Now the Ran in that Laf Lamed Vav in Nedarim deals with the Kasha of Taisvis in Maseches Gittin, and the Ran writes, which I think is within the Shita of the Ramban, this chilik, that get needs shlichus, truma does not need mamish shlichus, but then the Ran says another level. The Ran writes in Lamed Vav Mebeis, it says truma needs, even if truma works with what the Ran calls a lishna mitziyasa, it's not mamish, a regular lashon of shlichus, he says it's a lashon mitziyasa. So even though by Mudr Hano it's not considered a nether, it's good enough for Truma. But then he writes, Avli Omar kol ha-toyrim eina mafsid. If a person says the words, kol ha-toyrim eina mafsid, efsher, tafila gabi Truma leimahani, the lav lishna ma'al yehu kashayove v'yitrem. And he brings a raya from kol ha-zon eina mafsid. So the Ran here, I think, is also touching on what this Gemara in Ksuvis and Af Ayin is saying. The Loshon of Kol HaMechabe Eina Mafsid, Kol HaZon Eina Mafsid, is technically not a Loshon Shlichus, and the Ran is pointing out it's not even considered a Gilui Das that would work, L'shitasai, l'shitas haRamban by hafroshas truma. He says it's considered basically nothing. That as much as we understand, the listeners understand what the person would like, but the halachas doesn't even deal with this as a lashon of gilui das, where zechiyah would work. That's how he's being masbed the dinim of truma. He says for truma it wouldn't work. It's not a lishna ma'alya. And the raya he brings is essentially this gemara called azon eino mafsid is mutter by feeding a wife. Otherwise, it would be a problem by hilchas nedarim. Zok the ran, it's not even that. It wouldn't work for truma. So really, I think what the ran is trying to say is what this gemara in Ksuvis is discussing. The gemara is saying, the lashon of eino mafsid is a very, what in halacha is considered a very weak lashon, that's not recognized as being a lashon of shlichus bichlal. Loi mi boy, it's not a shlichus lehedya, but it's not even a shlichus of schia. It's considered nothing more than just an expression of interest, but the Torah does not connect the action of the person who does it with the person who expressed it. And therefore, the Ran writes in the Darim, if the person does it, technically, you don't have to pay him. It's technically not binding. As much as there's an understanding, we'll call it, of Eina Mafsid, he says in Halacha it's not binding and he can't force you to pay because the Din doesn't recognize this as any type of a Gilui Das. That's really what the Sugya in Ksuvos was saying. The Din does not see it as a Gilui Das. In Shabbos, Chazal were Machmer Zokrashi because it's Chamiri. So Chazal were Geyser on this, Otu, regular Shlichos, and Bidleika Hitiru. That's what Rabbi Shmuel is just saying. Within this din of Eina Mafsid, in a situation where we're talking directly to one person, he holds it over there. It's nicker. It becomes more nicker that you're. Then you would have to pay. Will come out. Even it should come out that way if you speak directly. Now there's a ha'ara that to me was a chiddush bechlal in this Gemara in Ksuvis. The Gemara in Ksuvis is saying they were geyser by Shabbos and they weren't geyser by Nedarim. Why were they geyser by Shabbos? Because Shabbos is more chomer. In the case of Neder, we're dealing with an Isser Dairaisa. If a person shliach is Mahana his wife, then there's an Isser Dairaisa of being Nene from a person where you're not allowed to be Nene, from Mudr Hana. And the Gemara says, but they weren't geyser. Chazal were not geyser on that lashon. It's not a real lashon shlichus. They were geyser by Shabbos because Shabbos is more chomer. And if you would tell him directly, put out the fire, would that be an issur d'oraisa? Most Rishonim seem to say it's an issur d'rabbanan. So it comes at a very interesting thing. Shabbos is very chomer, maskim. But if I tell a guy to do a malach on Shabbos, most Rishonim understand it's a drabanan. Kol ha-mechabe eina mafsid is a gzeira on an issa drabanan. Kol ha-zon eina mafsid, they were not geyser that I might come to tell the person, be mefarnes my wife, which is an issa d'iraisa. So it's true, Shabbos is chomer, but it's interesting that Chazal are looking at amir la'akum, which is a issa drabanan lefi roi Rishonim. And they made a gzeira on that. That's more Shabbos is chomer. And when it comes to neder, where it's a real iser d'oraisa, they were not geyser. Now we don't have time for this, but it's not in here. But there are achrayim who discuss the possibility that amir la'akum might even be an iser d'oraisa. The one who says it, Lamaisa, is Rav Yaakov Emden in a Sefer Morik Tzia, in the beginning of Simon Reish Mem Gimel. He just writes, to him, it's poshit, like the smag. He brings a smag like this, that Amir La'akum, where you directly tell a guy to do a malach on Shabbos, is an Issa D'iraisa, and he has a cheshbon there of Yesh Lichus La'akum L'chumra. That's what Rav Yaakov Emden writes, and he writes how he understands different Gemaras that Rishonim understand to be a din de Rabbanan. That's what he writes. There's a tshuva from the Pnei Yeshua, that's the Chidusha Pnei Yeshua's grandfather, where he has kashas. Why isn't it deraisa? And the Beis Meir also discusses the kasha, but the one who says it as a fact is Rav Yaakov Emden. Perhaps this Gemara is a little bit of a smach to him. Now, there's a Gemara in Bava Metzia and Daf Tzadi. The Gemara has a shaila. Is there an iser of amir la'akum by other isurim? Iboy lehu amr lenachri chasoim parosi v'dajshba. Can you tell a guy, muzzle my animal and you should work with it? Mi aminan ki aminan amir lenachri shvus is only by Shabbos, the iser skila. The Gemara asks the Shaila, is Amir Lanachri only by Shabbos or by Shari Surim? Now the Gemara has a Shak of Atari trying to prove it. It's a question in Rishayim what the Maskana is. The Gemara is not really Peshit. But the Gemara's question was, is there a problem of Amir La'akum? There's a Machlaikas Rashi in Taisvis here, exactly what the case is. Rashi says, when he said, Chasayim Parasi, he said, V'doishba disha shalcha. You should use my cow muzzled in your disha. Taisvis says, we don't find a mir la'akam in such a case. I could tell a guy, here's a piece of meat and cook it for yourself for lunch. We don't find an iser telling a guy to do a malacha for himself. We only find the iser when I say, do it for me. So how could you learn it means go muzzle my cow to work in your disha? That's Taisus's kasha. So the Ran over here explains in Rashi that the way you measure is whether I would be able to do what I told the guy to do. If I want to work with my cow in his disha, it's also a problem, or his cow in my disha, it's also a problem. So the Ran says Rashi was bothered that if since it says chasayim parasi, it must be speaking about the guy's disha, because if it's the guy's animal, if it will be my disha, even if it be the guy's animal, it's a problem. Zokteran, because the aside of the din is whatever I can't do, I wouldn't be able to tell the guy to do. So the Ran there continues asking kasha. So does that mean I can't tell him to cook his own lunch? So the Ran says it has to be something which affects me, either my disha, my para. If it's completely unrelated, there's no problem. But then the Ran writes that I think from here there's a raya that the iser of amir la'akum is even to say it on Erev Shabbos. Because the Ran brings a Rashba that says, when I'm speaking to the guy, we're not in the field, we're not where the tefuah is. So it's like speaking on Erev Shabbos and telling him, go do malacha for me. That's what he brings from the Rashba. And afalpichin, it's going to be usr. Zokteran, there's no raya. Because here, the isser is here right now. The fact that we're not standing near the tua doesn't mean anything. The zman ha-isser is here already. So there's no raya from here. But he says there's a raya from a Gemara in Shabbos and Misha Hichshich. There's a raya from the Gemara. The Gemara speaks about a person who's traveling and it gets and becomes dark. He can give his money pouch to a guy to carry. Even though there's Chil Shabbos, because we're worried that he'll do it himself. So they were matir, even though he's handing it to him before Shabbos. So that's where the Ran says, ultimately, there's a raya. So I just wanted to be masbir, briefly, what I think the Shaila is. The Ran says, the Rashba holds as an Isser before Shabbos. I agree to the Rashba from a Gemara in Misha Hichshich, but I don't agree that there's a raya from here. Why should there or shouldn't there be an Isser if you say it before Shabbos? So I think that the Shaila is like this. In Sefer HaMitzvos, when the Ramban in the first Shairish argues with the Rambam, that the Rambam talks about the love of Loisosur, and one of the things he says is that even a Drabbanan has Loisosur, the Ramban does not like it. So this is just one phrase in the Ramban. The Ramban says, you mean to tell me, Lefi the Rambam, when you do Isurim, the Drabbanan, you're over Loisosur? So he gives a few examples. You mean if somebody leans on a tree, if somebody's metal to lemeis mechama letzeil, and then he writes, or if he tells a guy, amar lenachri ve'osa, you're going to tell me that there's an issa drabanan, issa deraisa? So it was struck me the way the Ramban writes it, amar lenachri ve'osa. The issa is amir lenachri. It's clear the issa is an iser to have the guy do something for me. The iser is not in the amira per se. The iser is that through the amira, there's an asiyah of the guy. So I think the shayla in these rishonim, whether there's an iser on Erev Shabbos, is do you look at it that when I say, when I give the instructions to the guy, it's ke'ilu, I am now doing what the guy is going to do? Or do you say that when I give him instructions, when he does it, what he does is nesiachas to me? If when I give him instructions, I now become responsible for what he does, so even if I give him the instructions on Erev Shabbos, but when he does it on Shabbos, it becomes my responsibility. But if you understand that telling the guy to do it is my pu'ula sa'isr, and the isr is to orchestrate it by essentially manipulating him, then perhaps the isr is only ki'ilu, I did it when I was speaking. So just like if I put up a pot to cook on Erev Shabbos, there's no chil Shabbos. So if I set the guy into motion on Erev Shabbos, lefi the dichui of the Ran, there would be no isr, because the halacha looks at it that when I speak to him, I've done already the ma'isa of chilul Shabbos kilo. I'm doing it right now. So if it's Erev Shabbos, there's no chilul Shabbos. Okay, there's more to talk about, but Baruch Hashem, we had one.